This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montagne. At 12:14 Eastern Time yesterday, a technical glitch brought trading at the Nasdaq stock market to a sudden halt. The flash freeze affected every company listed on the exchange, meaning for 3 hours, shares of some of the biggest and most valuable companies in the world, including Apple, Microsoft, and Facebook, could not be bought or sold. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, yesterday's market glitch is far from unique.
The list of technical hiccups on Wall Street is long and it's growing. There was the flash crash, Facebook's IPO. This April, a fake tweet from an Associated Press account caused computerized trading systems to start a sell-off. And then just 2 days ago, a software glitch at Goldman Sachs spewed a wave of invalid trades into the markets, causing wild price swings. James Arlen says you don't need computerized systems to run a stock exchange, but these days our stock exchanges can't seem to work without them.
There was a time when we didn't do it that way. You could operate a stock market using teenage boys with chalk and chalkboards, and that was how it was done.
Not anymore. Arlen is an IT security consultant who does a lot of work for financial institutions. He says one reason the stock market seems more unstable now is that these markets operate at close to light speed.
Transactions are occurring in millisecond or sub-millisecond time.
That's so fast, it's hard for human beings to really comprehend it.
So slice a second into 1,000 parts, and you're using less than that to complete a transaction.
Millions of dollars exchanged in the blink of an eye.
And you think of the blink of an eye as being an awfully fast kind of thing. Well, you've got transactions that are occurring in that kind of time frame. And they are happening one on top of each other as fast as possible.
Now pause for, say, 1,000 milliseconds and think about what a transaction actually is. It's two parties agreeing to the sale of a security at a given price. And those prices change every fraction of a second. So what happens if my computer doesn't agree with your computer on the time? What if our two machines are a microsecond off with their clocks?
Buy 10 shares in this microsecond, and I want to buy 10 shares in that microsecond. And those are two different price values.
So a spike in trading activity, or a loss of connectivity, or a surge in bogus trades, even static in the system, can create enough of a delay that trades stack up. Yesterday, it was a glitch in the system that disseminates prices that shut NASDAQ down. And that glitch was caused by a bad connection between big market participants. Mary Jo White, the head of the SEC, said the trading halt reinforced the need for Wall Street and regulators to fix the technological vulnerabilities in these exchanges. And recently, some on Wall Street and in the tech community, like James Arlen, have speculated that traders could actually launch little cyber attacks on each other.
So if I can arbitrarily hold you off of the communication line by slamming you with a bunch of traffic that you're not anticipating and you don't know how to cope with, then I can have my trades go through when yours don't.
The SEC proposed new rules this past spring to prevent mishaps brought on by automated trading programs run amok. But Wall Street has fought the idea. And while yesterday's three-hour unplanned hiatus for the NASDAQ may have caused some consternation, Charlie Ellis, who founded Greenwich Associates and has written numerous books on investing, doesn't think events like this one will undermine confidence in the markets.
I think there'll be some phones slammed and feet stamped and rude remarks made and, maybe waste baskets kicked over. But within a week or a month, for sure, nobody will particularly care.
Ellis has been watching Wall Street closely for years. He says today, more than 95% of trades are done by institutions, and those big investors are unlikely to get spooked. Steve Henn, NPR News.